I'd like to welcome everybody to the study session, Mesa City Council, for Monday, May 4th, 2009. We'll begin by reviewing items for the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. And before we do that, I'd like to excuse the vice mayor, who's out of town and will not be joining us tonight via telephone. So he will not be with us. Okay, looking at tonight's agenda, page 2. Yes, Councilmember Richards.
Not I'm on page 1. Do we have somebody scheduled to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
We have a scout that's coming. Do you have...
Okay, no, there's just another scout who's coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a couple of scout groups, so we'll make sure we get some one of them.
Page 1
question.
Just that's a first.
Had to bring it up, huh? Okay, page 2. Page 3. I'm sorry?
We don't have a city clerk. Are we recording?
Okay, thank you, Donna. The question was, we do not have a city clerk
taking minutes,
so. Okay. Yeah, it is on tape. So, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Note that item 7D has been deleted. And page 7. Okay. Next item on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended since last week. Are there any? Councilmember Summers.
I went to the opening of the district, which is a very nice apartment complex, US 60 between Chrisman and Signal Butte. The importance of this particular meeting is that the owners and builders of the district donated 4 apartments rent-free to returning veterans from the Iraq War for a 12-month period to help them get their feet under them. And as someone who made that transition from the military to civilian life, I can tell you that's a wonderful gift that they gave out. So they donated one on behalf of the city. So that was this week.
Good. Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder to our employees and members of council, if you're available, we are having on Wednesday, May 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. our Employee Service Award celebration. Remember, last week we celebrated those who had 5 and 10 years of service with the city. This Wednesday we'll be celebrating service with the city for those who have 15 through 35 years of service with the city. And also reminded council will be having a study session this Thursday, and we'll also be having a special council meeting to approve the CDBG allocations for next year. And also a reminder to the council and to the community, and invite everyone out, we will have our city hall at the mall, at the Fiesta Mall, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We want to invite everyone out to the mall for city hall at the mall. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to pre-schedule public opinion appearances. We have one request to speak from Mr. Keith Rowley. Mr. Rowley, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Please make yourself comfortable.
Mayor, Council, you have members,
3 minutes.
City Manager, thanks for your time. I was born and raised in Mesa, longtime resident, as several people know, Alex and others. I'm also a small business owner here in Arizona, in Mesa. We have an issue going on. Every building, solar is huge. It's a huge topic. I think you just had a ribbon cutting for a factory that they're going to try to open here. At the same time, any kind of construction, a small retaining wall, a swimming pool, anything, any kind of construction needs a permit, needs approval from the city, except for solar electric. The city building department has decided that SRP is involved, so therefore let SRP do the inspections and so forth. SRP said that if the city of Mesa does not do this inspection or clearance for the development or building, they won't turn on the system. So right now, as of right now, what's happened, the actions in the city of Mesa has shut down every single solar electric project in Mesa. So right now, Mesa is pretty brown in terms of our economy and so forth in our environment. So what I'm coming here to present to you is we need a solution to this of SRP not willing to turn on a solar electric system, which I'm the president of Mesa, of Solar Electric Systems and Products Incorporated. And also, so when I put in a system, I need the city of Mesa to inspect it and approve it and turn it on. Otherwise, SRP won't approve it and won't turn it on, and the homeowner won't get the incentives and won't be able to be, you know, saving power for themselves and for the environment. So while we've made 100 jobs by opening this factory, we've just shut down tens of thousands of homes that could be self-reliant and saving, helping the environment. So we have a standstill. Go ahead, questions?
No, you just, as what I'm hearing you, you're saying there's a catch-22 here.
Yes.
People
well,
waiting.
Each side has their own point. The building department, Steve Heather and others, has said that, well, if SRP knows about it, that we don't know this kind of stuff, we don't have the manpower and resources to do it, let them take care of it. On the other hand, SRP said, we've got to have the city of Mesa do their part and with permits, et cetera, and so we can do our part. In the meantime, we're shut down. Every single solar system in Mesa, every new one, cannot be turned on right now.
Sounds like what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Could be. SRP had a solution, which I feel is unacceptable. SRP said if the homeowner and the solar contractor, myself, sign a, in lieu of clearance, if we take on all the responsibility for the design, the whole house, everything from delivery of this power on into the house, we take total responsibility forever, this SRP will say, okay, go ahead and we'll turn it on. I think that's a little too much responsibility for the homeowner and myself.
Okay.
Questions?
Mr. Brady.
Mayor, Council, I think we've met with this gentleman on a couple different occasions to explain to him a couple years ago, actually, the city of Mesa chose not to create an inspection and review for solar as an idea that allow that to happen and not to be
facilitate
that opportunity. Okay, so actually we believe that we're doing a good deal and trying to encourage this with the idea that we would not include that as part of a regulatory inspection. What's happened recently though is that SRP has come out and is requiring for cities to do this before they'll sign off. In lieu of that though, they have provided an alternative form of some release and responsibility for the installation. What we are willing to do after having discussion, realizing there may be some things that SRP is asking for that may be a little difficult, we've set up a meeting to meet with SRP to talk to them about what the requirements are. Obviously, our preference would be to try to stay out of this. We want to encourage the installation of solar. We want to encourage that as best as possible. I don't know if having to go through our inspections and reviews is the right answer, but maybe there's some solution with SRP. So I don't think it's impossible to put up a solar installation. It's just that your choice is you do have to conform with the requirements of SRP. We're willing to sit down with SRP to make sure that those are reasonable. And then they'll see if there's a role we need to play that would help out in that. But that's where it stands today.
Okay. So we have that meeting coming up with SRP.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Rowley will, Councilmember Richens.
Isn't it, like, don't most contractors, wouldn't they be doing backflips to not have regulatory inspection? I mean, I don't understand the point of, I mean, if you want government involved in this process?
Well, you see, there's a lot of incentives that are available to the homeowner.
No, I know that.
They're paying for 75% of a system right now.
No, I get that, but you can do all that and get the incentives and not have government get in the way. Why?
No, the problem is I have to sign this in lieu of clearance form. It's basically a city clearance myself, and I have to take full responsibility from the meter to the whole entire house. And if anything is not to code, if anything ever burns up, anything like that, I'm totally responsible for the house.
Isn't that something you should work out with your insurance company?
No, I shouldn't be responsible for the home, for a swimming pool that's
out. So who would be responsible then at that point? Us?
Well, normally the city inspects it and then the homeowner's insurance covers it. At this point, the SRP wants me to be responsible.
Why wouldn't the homeowner's insurance come into play there still?
Well,
I'm totally confused.
I'm not giving a legal opinion here, but I think what we're saying is that a house is built, a A pool is put in. There's been a lot of electrical work go on there that went through city, normal city inspections. Now we're looking for an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think if what I'm hearing Mr. Rowley says is, without a city inspection, SRP says, as long as you'll take full responsibility for all the work that's been done, even the work that you didn't do prior to this coming on, sure, we'll hook it up.
Oh, right. So that's the unstated piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're expanding. They're asking the contractor, if I'm hearing you correctly, to take responsibility and the homeowner for all work that has been done from the meter in, which would include who knows what has gone on there. So the fact is, if something does go wrong, then they have a hook coming back to the contractor.
Has it been inspected already?
Well, it has, but once again, now we're getting into legalese where it's opening a door that says here, even though it's been inspected, we don't know, or Mr. Rowley doesn't know, what has been done subsequent. There may be some work that was done that wasn't inspected. It just opens him up to a lot of liabilities, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
I'm hoping that we can meet with SRP and get through this, because this is really frustrating when we're trying to do what Councilmember Richardson's saying and reduce regulation. We're trying to step out of the way so business and homeowners can step in and get this done as quickly and hassle-free method as possible, and we're running up against obstacles to try and make things easier. So we'll work with SRP. We'll see what we can get done. Okay.
What I understand is City Manager Brady just said that SRP got a new group of people, and they've just said, wait, we have to have city clearances. And so that's when this flared up.
There's some checklist that somebody's looking at, and there's a box on there that has not been checked, and they're going crazy. Okay.
Most of the other cities do require a permit and inspections by the city.
Well, I applaud the city for actually doing something to reduce regulation. I'm sorry that our efforts to reduce regulation have actually created a problem for you. This is a new, we don't quite know how to respond. This is a new experience for us. We're being punished for reducing our regulation, but we'll try and figure out a way to get it done to where we can.
A reminder, has this just happened in the last month?
And so it's not like it's been like this forever. So we'll work through it and talk with SRP.
So.
Yeah.
Ms. Zelanka.
I did speak with SRP a couple of times last week trying to figure out what went on and what happened. And actually, they had a new group within SRP April 20th that took over review of solar inspections. And interestingly enough, it's exactly as you said. They have a checklist, and there was a box for city permit that wasn't checked. And this new group then got the attorneys involved and put together this waiver that the installers are having to sign off on lot as well as the homeowner. SRP was very interested in talking with us about it. We're also going to be talking to the other cities to see if we can't get sort of a regional solution to this.
Difficult approach
to do, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thank you for coming in, Mr. Rowley. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can resolve the issue and not have to go back to burdensome regulations.
We'll try.
All right. Thank you. I need to mention one more thing. I forgot, and I can't believe I forgot it, that last Friday, the Vice Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, and I had the privilege of attending the Special Olympics opening at Mesa Community College. Mesa is now the home of Special Olympics. We had four separate events this year, which drew thousands of people, and this was a very, very nice event. Completely filled the Mesa Community College Stadium. Congratulations and our thanks also to the Mesa Community College, who served as a wonderful host, and the Special Olympics. We're very grateful for all the citizens of Mesa who both volunteered and who also worked to help them bring this off to a very successful conclusion. So thank you for that. It was great. A lot of people from all over the state converging on Mesa for Special Olympics. So thanks to all those who were involved. Okay, any other business? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
motion from Councilmember Summers, second Councilmember Higgins. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned until 5:45. Be upstairs. Thank you. Okay.